welcome to the Happy Me Project podcast, the space where self-development doesn't have to be fancy. And we take the bullshit out of positive mindset. My name is Holly Matthews. I'm a self-development coach. I'm a former TV actress, and I am the founder of the Happy Me Project, which is not just this podcast. It is also a life coaching membership, which there will be links to below this. And it is also now, very excitingly, a book, which you can get in all of the spaces where you can get books. In today's show, we are talking about how you need to keep your peace and what on earth that actually means. So grab a cuppa, pull up a chair, and let's have a chat. Welcome to the show, my friend. Welcome back if you have been here before. So today's topic is one that I have been working on quite a lot. So if you've listened to this podcast before, you will know I'm a feisty human being, okay? Which sounds really, really cringe to say, but I'm a human. I'm going to say I'm passionate, right? I'm a passionate human being. That also means I'm a little hot-headed at times and could be, if not kept on top of, quick to temper. And over the many years that I've worked on self-development and meditated and done all of the things, I have really tried not to be that. I often find I am a very emotional human being, and I can sometimes find it, my emotions are deep, guys, right? Like, I feel things very, very a lot. Some of you will be like, very, very a lot is definitely not the one, is it? It doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean? I've always been very passionate about things. If I'm into something, I'm really into it. If I'm not, I'm probably really not. And I feel very extreme sometimes on these. And so that can mean that if I'm not careful, I can get pulled into stuff. I can get pulled into drama. I can get pulled into other people's emotions. So I can go into a room where there's an energy of drama or anger, and I can feel pulled into it in some way, whether that's in a space of needing to defend or stand up for people, or that space of being argumentative. I can feel that instantly. I feel that a lot. So I have to be really, really protective of my own space, my own mind, and make sure I'm not getting dragged into things. And so over the last few years, I've really worked on this. I've worked on my own levels of patience. I've probably talked about this on here. I have worked on, not attending arguments I'm not invited to. And that's not necessarily, that makes me sound like I'm just being a dick all the time. What I mean is, often in the past, I'm a pretty political person. I'm interested in the world, and I would often have big debates all of the time, which there's nothing wrong with at all, right? And I'm not saying I'm not partial to this at times too. I like a good debate. I like hearing other people's opinions and views and arguing against or for, all of those things, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but it's what that's doing to your mind in that time in your life. And so I've been really mindful, certainly since my husband died, I've been really careful to protect my space. And sometimes that means going, do you know what? Even though I think your views are abhorrent and I think you're an actual idiot, I'm going to choose to, and this is the phrase I use now, I'm going to choose to keep my peace. I'm going to choose to keep my peace. I now say regularly to myself, I'm keeping my peace. Just keep your peace. And I say that as an affirmation. Now, that might be as simple as dealing with the kids, because being a parent is hard and sometimes children are little assholes. My children are angels, of course. Other children are little assholes. Mine are, oh God, they're angels all of the time, as am I. And sometimes when it's challenging, I will say to myself, I'm keeping my peace. I'm just keeping my peace. Not today. Not today, Satan. Not that I believe in Satan, but it's a funny saying. So I try to keep my peace as much as possible. So I'm encouraging you guys to do the same. You might find over the next week that somebody is going to bring the drama, that somebody is going to bring a little something, something to the table that's going to trigger some stuff in you and going to make you want to go in on them, right? For want of a better description, you're going to want to go in. You're going to get yourself all cross and fueled up. Now, I certainly do not want you to not have boundaries. I want you to have boundaries. I certainly do not want you to put up with shit from anybody. I want you to stand up for yourself where necessary. But I also want you to have in your mind, sometimes people are just idiots. Sometimes they don't have the same value system as you, and you are absolutely entitled to go, do you know what? Even though in my mind, I think you are an idiot, my friend. I disagree with your views wholeheartedly, but today I'm keeping my peace, okay? And you know what? As much as sometimes we think in our mind that won't, that long term, if we walk away from things, that we'll be irritated and we'll replay it in our minds what we should have said. Actually, you know what? Over time, you don't feel that. What you feel is, ah, do you know what? It felt good to choose not to join that argument. It felt good not to do that. And I have really felt that over the last, and I didn't think that I would, because I loved a debate, a heated debate at that. But actually, over the last few years, and certainly with the way the world has been, so many different opinions, polar, extreme ends of the spectrum of opinions, I actually have felt quite comforted in the fact of, in the space of just going, do you know, I'm keeping my peace. You can keep your views, I'll keep my peace. And it's felt really good. And it's not always easy, because some people are going to challenge you. And probably because you've listened to this, somebody's going to challenge you this week. And you're going to think, oh God, I want to argue with this person. And you're going to hopefully remember this podcast. And you're going to think to yourself, do you know what? I'm going to keep my peace. And you're going to smile to yourself. And I actually want you to think about smiling to yourself, because it shifts something in your own energy. You're going to smile to yourself. You're almost going to smirk, a little laugh. You're doing it now, aren't you? You're doing a little smile now. I know you are. You're going to laugh to yourself, and you're going to think, do you know what? I choose to keep my peace. And that, whether that's your children, your partner, the person at work that really annoys you, whoever it is, right? You're just going to say, I choose to keep my peace. I'm keeping my peace today. And as I say, that doesn't mean that you can't tell somebody very forcefully and calmly what you wish or wish not to happen. You can still have boundaries. You can still know what is okay and what is not okay to you. I'm not talking about being a wallflower. I'm not talking about, you know, letting people walk all over you and not saying anything ever. But I'm saying, let's see where we can just turn down the noise. Let's see where we can go, do you know what? Today, you can bring all of your drama, and I'm just going to think, that is not my circus. Not my monkeys. You keep them to yourself. Keep the monkeys to yourself, because they're not, I'm not interested today. Let's just see how it feels. Because I actually think that over time, it really does feel good. And it also allows you to recognize where you've got control. You've got control of that. You've got no control over whether somebody outside of your head acts like a bell end. All right. And I love the fact that I've been able to say bell end on my podcast, and I'm not editing it. I'm not. Just deal with it. I refuse to change for you, okay? I will not. I will say bell end if I want to. At some point, my kids are going to hear this and they're going to think, Mom, what are you doing? And, well, I will keep my peace with them as well. So this week, I want you to do that. I want you to smile to yourself. Enjoy your life this week. Enjoy it, and enjoy having the control to keep the peace over those that are acting like massive bell ends. And you can choose to walk away from the situation, from that relationship, or you can just smirk to yourself and think, I love you, you absolute knob. That's it. I can still like you, but I also think you've got views that are ridiculous, or you're behaving like an idiot. And I'm going to just sit here in my peace, being calm, okay? Let me know how you get on. Okay, let me know who's challenged you. Let me know what challenges you faced this week and had to really strongly grip onto your peace. Let me know. I want to hear all about it, okay? You'll find me in all of the spaces on the social media. I hang out on Instagram probably the most, maybe a little on Facebook. I'm on the Twitter as well. Yeah, that's where we hang out. And if you want to hang out with me more and do some actual deep dive self-development stuff, I have a membership. I told you about it at the beginning of the podcast, but maybe you weren't listening then. The link to that is below this. It is a £20 a month membership. It's proper life coaching, guys. I'm there with you every day, pretty much. And we do a group coaching session once a month where we go proper into a topic. The last month we talked stress and burnout. And actually in the next month, we're talking about money mindset and just finances and stuff. I'm not giving you tips on finances. We're talking about the feelings that we have around money and all of that stuff. But we have guest speakers in all the time. A few celebrities turn up. It's a great space to hang out and get very low cost life coaching, but proper stuff. So let me know. I hope to see you in there. And I also have a book coming out, or it might be out by the time you listen to this. So you should search for it. The Happy Me Project, a no nonsense guide to self-development. The link for that as well will be below this. And I can't wait to see people with that book. So when you get it, send me a picture. I might cry a bit because, as I said, I'm an emotional sod. I am. But thank you for all of your support. I will see you on the next show. Keep your peace, my friends. And to finish up, what a perfect way to finish up this podcast. Peace.